to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy, Carson on vacation, so Chef Jason Santos sitting in with us this morning, learning what all of you guys did over the weekend. Daniel, we need to know. Canopy Lake Park, Taylor Swift, tell us everything.
Oh, I had a busy weekend. So, Jason, you don't know this, but my girlfriend Kaylee is like a Taylor Swift fanatic, top 1% global Spotify listeners, should maybe be on a watch list, Taylor Swift fan.
Whoa.
So now Dan is too.
By default. By osmosis.
I can't escape Taylor. I hear her here. I go home. I hear her. She's everywhere. So there's an impersonator at Canopy Lake Park who is performing. So we packed up the car. We went with her sister and their best friend. So the three of them, they're a little group chat called the Tay Tribe. And they're just obsessed with Taylor Swift. And I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of shows at Canopy Lake with these impersonators.
And they're all so good.
And they're all fantastic. But I've never seen anything like this. It was packed out. There had to be a couple thousand people there. There was too many people to fit into the stage area. So they were out onto like the park. They were messing up the flow of traffic in the park.
Dan, how early did she decide she needed to get herself in place for a seat before the show started?
We got there as she was walking out.
Oh.
Because we got tickets after 5 because I was working late.
Oh, right.
And then you get tickets. And she got on stage at 5:01.
Oh.
So we did a mad dash through the park.
So, but did you get good enough seats you could sit in the
chair? Oh, we saw everything.
Great.
It was fantastic. She was she was really good, too.
I love it.
Bet you she's gotten a raise.
It was crazy. At one point, there were so many people. I was like, they know she's not real.
Not everybody, so sure, shit's okay.
Like, this is a lady named June from Maine.
Did she ride the flume with your girlfriend after?
No, they wanted to invite her to do roller coasters. Because she like performed at 5, then she performs again at 9. Like, what'd she do with all her downtime? She have a green room?
She runs the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And then right from there, we jet set it right up to New Hampshire, spent Saturday on the boat, and then Sunday we did the Polar Caves, which is like this big glacial cave thing in Rumney, New Hampshire, that used to be part of a mountain that broke off during the Ice Age, so there's like glacial ice underneath them.
And
crazy.
You
spelunk through these caves.
Spelunk.
And I almost died. There's so many stairs. There was 9-year-olds like, this is fun, and I was fighting for my life.
Oh, Dan.
I was like, oh, my God. We got to go do the Stairmaster at Planet Fitness. I can't do it.
All right, let's go to line 2. Hannah from Attleboro. Hannah, you got some big news?
Hey. Hey, Jason. Hey,
hi.
Dan. Hey,
hi.
Kennedy.
Hi.
I do have some big news.
Give it to us.
On September 3rd, I will be moving into my first apartment with my boyfriend, and I also just got a job at Worcester Recovery Center, so this is really good news. It's going to be my first apartment, so we got a lot of things that we need, like a couch, you know,
yep,
TV.
All the things.
We've been very lucky that a lot of family members have given us things, which is always so thoughtful, and it's getting real. So, you know, all the nerves are coming. So I'm just so excited. You know, I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years now, and it's time that we move in together. So,
well, if you need any Hawaiian decorations, I'm your guy.
Oh, awesome. That'd be perfect.
And Facebook Marketplace is your friend. I've gotten many a thing off there.
Oh,
really, really enjoy.
It is. I have gotten many great finds off there. We have a nice porch, like a patio area. So we got some chairs for that. So very exciting.
Aww.
And I just wanted to let you guys know because,
amazing,
you know, I've told you guys a lot of things. You know, I graduated in June with my master's from UMass Lowell. So,
Hannah, you guys have been together 8 years. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 25. You know, we were together before we went off to college. You know, we worked through things.
Wow.
College was definitely tough.
Good
for
you.
So,
now
you're
moving in together.
You know. Now
we
you
are
know.
Moving in together. And you
so
know,
you don't know.
And you don't know. Yes, exactly. That's
put
why
that juju
it's important
on
to move
positivity
in together.
Only here, Jason. Thank you. Well, Hannah.
No, Jason, honestly, I respect it. You know, it's a big step. We're moving in together. So, you know, once you move in with someone, if it's meant to be. So
you got this.
We've
girl.
Been through a lot, and so far, he's been pretty solid, and he's a great support system. But I wanted to let you guys know. And Kennedy, best of luck to you on your surgery.
Thanks, hon.
You're gonna do great. You've got a great team, I've heard.
I do.
So my
I
thoughts
do.
And prayers are with you. And
all
I just wanted to let you guys know, and I appreciated it so much.
But
so
thank you.
Have a great
have the greatest
we
day.
We love you the most, and we wish you the best in all of your new things.
Good luck.
All
After
right.
8 years, wait till she finds out he puts the toilet paper on the wrong way.
Oh, that happens real fast. Corey from Medford, what's up?
Oh, hi, Corey.
Kennedy. Hey, guys.
So what did you do over the weekend, my friend? It looks like things took a turn for you.
It takes a turn, yeah. You know, I started out by finalizing a cake for a two-year-old's birthday.
As one does.
And then, exactly. Then some of the guys came over for some drinks, which turned into a lot of drinks, which turned into just plain old a pajama party. Because, you know, it's best to just take the keys at a certain point.
It certainly is. I love how you care for your guests as such.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, of course, you know, next morning is pancakes.
Hungover pancakes. There you go.
Swear to God, Corey. You're just, you're everyone's mom, and I love it.
Well, my superpower, never been hungover.
Get out.
Boy,
you're one of
I have
those,
half a white claw and I can't move for 2 days. Move.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, thank you for always calling us and keeping us up to speed. We love your stories, babe.
All right, be well, love.
All right, bye. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Where are we going? You tell me. Line three?
Sure, let's do line three.
All right. Jenna from Taunton.
Taunton.
You went to go see Queen of Versailles. Tell me what you thought.
I did. I absolutely loved it. So I took my mother. We've gone to shows. It was our tradition when I was a kid. So I, now that I'm older, I had to pay for the tickets, and it was such a great show. I am thankful I listened and listened to all the callers and you, Kennedy, for the recommendations, but it was so good. We loved it.
I'm glad you got in there. So it is now gone from Emerson's Colonial Theater. It is going to Broadway. I don't know the date yet, but it starts 2025 in Broadway. So
Kennedy, you're a tastemaker. People are doing things because of you.
Well,
Broadway South Boston or Broadway New York?
Broadway New York.
Okay.
It's a big one. It's a big one. Well, thanks so much for sharing. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. That was quite an eventful weekend for so many.
We did it.
Thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.